Opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hi, normies. Just a heads up, there was a few issues and technical difficulties with the microphone, so the audio may sound a little weird. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience. Hello, everybody. My name is Ibrahim Mihira, your host for Abnormally Normal, and today we have a very special guest. Please have a warm welcome for our co-host for this week. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Hi, my name is Nissa, and as Mihira mentioned, I am co-host for today.
Wow, and how do I know you?
We met through the journalism program. We're both first years.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so today we have a really interesting lineup. Also, happy Halloween for anybody who is actually listening to this right now. I hope you guys have a great holiday.
For those who celebrate.
For those who don't celebrate, happy Hanukkah. I'm kidding. Happy October 31st. That one's better, right? Yeah. That one's good. All right.
Very inclusive.
Here at Abnormally Normal, we're very diverse. We like to include everybody, you know?
As much as possible.
Okay. So let's get into the first one. I'm going to read you. Today we have three pitches, right? Different people. We take hobbies, habits, situations that people are in, and we have a discussion on whether or not they're weird or not. Mm-hmm. And we're going to rate them on like a scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10, how weird we think they are.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, if we argue, it's more entertaining. So become a hater. I think that's like...
So you want me to disagree with you as much as possible. As usual.
We'll see what the podcast takes. All right, let's get on to the first quote of the day. Sometimes when I cook, I like to imagine that I'm on a cooking show, talking to the audience to make the food look good, as good as possible for my viewers, kind of like Julia Child, a French, what's it called?
Chef Holmes. Got it.
Now, what's it called? I love bacon, mm-hmm. personally, right? Cooking is probably like one of my favorite hobbies. Okay. I definitely got into it during COVID. Now, I do kind of talk to myself.
Yeah.
But I never really thought of it like as like a video. That's interesting.
Well, I could argue that it's weirder to talk to yourself without an imaginary audience, like just talking to yourself for the love of the game.
Fascinating. Why? So you think that talking to yourself is less weird than talking to yourself as if there's an audience involved?
Well, yeah, because you basically have a purpose to talking to yourself. You know, like everybody pretends to be famous. You're a little kid and when you're singing in the shower, you're pretending that you're like, I don't know, like some famous thing. Am I outing myself here?
Go, bro, we're so inclusive here. This entire podcast is judging, so okay. Like, you know.
Yeah, not judging me, though. Okay.
Who said that?
I feel like you are.
I would never judge you.
Nobody can see it, but there is a very specific look that I'm getting right now that feels very judgmental.
No comment.
Yeah, that's no comment. Well, I think, me personally, I like to pretend to run podcasts, and now I'm on one, but... So if I'm doing something interesting, like gaming or something, you're going to sit there and you're going to be like, oh my God, can you believe, like, I don't know.
Mama, I made it. I'm on a podcast now. No, low-key though, it sounds like fun.
You should try it.
Should I try this?
I bake a lot. I don't cook. I'm really bad at it. I do bake, okay? And I don't like it when anybody's in the kitchen. It makes me really, really mad.
Oh my God, I so agree with you. I hate it when we have to
Thank God.
Thanksgiving, right? It's so awesome. Because you get to eat food.
Yeah.
But my least favorite part is having to navigate a kitchen full of people.
It's so bad. I can't stand it. Because my parents, they always say, like, I'm dramatic for it. Like, oh, why do we have to get out of the kitchen? We're not in your way. First of all, they are. But even if they aren't, there's just something about having people there that, like, makes me irrationally upset. Like, I have to be alone. So the thing is, if I do this, that's why you should try to cook as late as possible. If I'm trying to bake something... I'm a night owl anyway, so I'll probably be doing that at like 1 a.m., right? So it's just so easy to talk to yourself. You're like alone in the kitchen in the middle of the night. Middle of the night is a terrifying thing. You have to do something to keep it entertaining. Why not pretend you're doing a podcast?
But they didn't specify middle of the night. They just said they do it.
Yeah, but like I'm saying that even better for my situation. Like I feel like that's something that I do as well. So I don't know if I count that as anything weird.
I agree with you,
But like, also, I can imagine myself in the kitchen, just like Gordon Ramsay, just like shouting at like imaginary people, just like.
No, that's different because that's like you're on like a show with other people interacting with you. I think the idea here that this person is trying to convey is that they're pretending that they have like a show, like where other people listen to. So the idea is like, oh, look at the dish I made now, but you don't.
Or like teaching it.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, now that you think about it, like, I feel like I've watched way too much Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. Like, I don't think you're, like, having conversations with other people. It's more like you're, like, teaching or dictating your thing. And if anything, I think that helps with baking so you can remember what you're doing or cooking.
Wait, that's actually so interesting. Is this, like, tech? Is this, like, a like what you're supposed to do? And, like, it's, like, competitively viable, I feel.
Well, I guess so. I guess so. I feel like people might perform better if they were on, like, cooking shows and they did this.
Okay, you know what? You want to rate? You want to rate it now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I give this like I give it a 3.
I'll go less. I think I'm gonna give this like a 2.
A 2 out of
10? I don't think this is weird at all. Solely on the basis that it is talking to yourself, and talking to yourself is always a little bit weird. It's not gonna be a 1 because it's still like, okay, you're having a conversation with nobody. But I'm gonna say like 2.
Yeah, because talking to yourself isn't crazy. Only crazy people don't talk to themselves.
But I feel like everybody's coming out saying, I talk to myself now anyway. Like before, it used to be like a really weird thing. If you went around middle school saying you talk to yourself, it was crazy. Now, if I say I talk to myself, then everybody around me goes, so real.
No, what's it called? I feel like it's very different for me. Because of COVID, I feel a lot of people are not talking to themselves, just like filling that silence, right? Because everybody was in quarantine.
Yeah, that's true.
But me growing up, my mom used to like argue with herself.
Yeah, oh my God. I think that's, I don't know if this is specifically like a person thing or a mom thing. I think it's a mom thing, you know, not even like arguing with yourself. Let's say you forget to do the dishes, right? And you come downstairs. Oh my God, I forgot to do the dishes. Guess who's doing the dishes? It's your mom. And she's going, nobody in this house ever helps me with anything. Oh my God, I'm left alone. I should become a slave at this point. That's, I think, like a mom activity.
What's it called? So my mom used to go into like long internal dialogues to the point, like if you were to talk to her, she's like completely locked in, like completely zoned out into like her own conversation, her own little world.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes that little world like leaks out. Like one time, so we're very Muslim, uh-huh. Right? So sometimes we say, when we're mad. And also I have this habit too. Also, whenever I'm like confused or like forgetting something or mad, I'll say it to myself just because like it's a good habit to say.
Yeah.
For those of you at home, it means like, it basically means just
I
like,
seek refuge in God from like
basically. It's a prayer, basically. Now, my mom used to just like, she used to do this thing where she was on the steering wheel. Uh-huh. Like imagine your hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
She'd lift up her fingers and like smack it down again and just keep on doing it. And in the back seat, you just know, don't pick a fight with her right now because you will catch straight.
That's not even talking to yourself. That's a whole different level of like just
like frustrated.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough about we're on a podcast, aren't we? We forgot.
We are literally talking to ourselves right
we
now.
Are talking. We are talking to ourselves right now. All right. This one is, I don't even want to read this one. For those of you who don't know, we did one other episode, but it didn't actually get to air because of poor mic quality. Hopefully this one's a lot better. But out of every single one, out of the 6 that we've done already, this one has to be the most deranged thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay, well, now I'm just waiting.
Now you're just waiting. Okay. I sleep in jeans. Not preferably, but if I'm lazy enough, I will sleep in jeans. It does not bother me.
Okay. So, I think the fact that not preferably is added on makes it like
a little
bit better. If you said I prefer to sleep in jeans, then
that still seems it crazy
is,
to me.
It is. But if you think about it, I guess, and I'm playing devil's advocate here because I could never sleep in jeans, but like let's say you're on a road trip, right? Or listen, we're all commuters, right? Most of us are commuters.
Mm-hmm.
Our commute is so long. Don't you ever fall asleep in your jeans?
I've never fallen asleep on the train.
Really? Never?
Have you?
No, because I'm too afraid to miss my stop.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But I see a lot of people do it. Like, I think it's fairly normal to fall asleep on the
train. I mean, if you're on, like, an express train, maybe where, like, the...
Yeah.
Maybe, but, like, I'd be so scared I, like, get left behind on the train. I could never sleep on
okay,
the train.
Okay, let's say, fine, switch, not train. I wear jeans on the plane, 8-hour flight. I'm gonna sleep.
First off, if you're wearing jeans on the plane, that's just a rookie move.
No, because I used to care a lot when I was younger. Like, when I was younger, I used to specifically make outfits to go on the plane, and they were, like, the most homeless things you've seen. But now, I don't care anymore. Like, I'll wear soft jeans, but I'm going to wear jeans.
Is it like a long flight?
Like 8 hours.
You would spend 8 hours in a plane in jeans?
It's like cargo jeans. Like, they're soft. It's soft material.
That doesn't help, man. Cargo jeans? Like, sorry, for reference, right? When you sit down for a while, you get sweat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody on plane gets sweat.
Yeah.
But, like, in jeans, though? Imagine how that would feel after. You probably know because you've done it already.
Yeah.
It probably feels awful.
I don't know. Maybe they don't count as jeans because they're really nice jeans. They're really soft jeans. Okay, I think we're getting off topic here.
No, we're going to rate you now. Okay. This is fascinating. You wear jeans on the plane. Actually, no, we should probably stay focused on
that. Actually, no. That is a different thing. I feel like they were specifically referring to sleeping in bed.
Yeah, bed is weird.
Bed, like, if you go to bed, first of all, if you're wearing jeans, I'm going to assume those jeans have been outside. If you're wearing your outside jeans in your covers, especially considering that we go to school downtown, I don't like that.
That's actually a terrible way of thinking about it. That adds like another layer. Like, real quick. I don't know about you, but if I have jeans on, I cannot go to sleep because I know I'm going to wake up and it's going to be the worst feeling ever because they like fuse to you.
Yeah.
They fuse to you and it's awful.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And assuming that you're – okay, first off. Do you wear jeans inside the house as like...
No.
I do that and I never do that.
The only time I would do that is if I'm inviting friends over and then the second... Sometimes halfway through the hangout, I will be like, sorry guys, this is my house. You're going to have to see me in pajamas for the rest of this hangout. I can't do it.
No, what's it called? Whenever I have guests over, I would have jeans. 100%.
Yeah.
But like, what's it called? After a long day of like walking around, like assuming that you're sweating too.
Yeah.
If you're still in jeans and you're in bed...
No. I change as soon as I get home.
Yeah, me too. I immediately after I get home, I'm like, I need to slip into something comfortable.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm going to sleep. Because sometimes maybe I will have my jeans on. Maybe I don't have a chance to change. But like sleeping?
Yeah.
I can't.
It's not. And like, I don't know, under the covers and all that. Like, first of all, the discomfort, we've talked about that. Then there's like the cleanliness aspect. We have cleaning ladies. Like they come over like maybe like once a month or something. And so on one occasion, I left the room for whatever reason and the cleaning lady comes in and she's cleaning up and she puts my backpack on my bed and I could not stand it. I was so upset. I had to wash my sheets because I placed that backpack like everywhere. It's on the floor right now. Like it's beside me.
I have to agree with you. That would a little bit bother me, but like not to the point where I wouldn't like I have to wash my sheets. I would be annoyed that I'm like, okay, maybe I should. I wash my sheets every like 1.5 weeks. I would do it by like the end of the week.
Yeah. No, for me, I wash my sheets like a little bit less. So then I would do it specifically because of that. And then there's also the fact that like this backpack is on train floors. It's on the TTC sometimes.
Oh, no.
It's on sometimes like when the bathrooms don't have like places to put it, I'll put that on the floor.
I do that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Because like the floors, of course, is dry.
And I'm not talking what she put that on top of my – I'm talking she put that on my pillow. That's where my head goes.
That sucks. I'm going to be so real.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a really interesting thing because, like, you're wearing it on your back, too.
Yeah. Well, I feel like my back is cleaner. I think mostly for me it's the bottom of the bag because she places it upright.
Yeah. My bag is so lopsided. It's literally just my laptop and a bunch of miscellaneous items, and the laptop usually just makes it fold backwards.
Was it you that I met, like, on the first day of school and you were, like, choking yourself with your backpack? No, it wasn't.
What are you talking?
Oh, he was sticking with somebody else. So I was talking to like a guy and you were there. He had his backpack, like he had like the straps that go across the chest, but his backpack was so loose.
That was Ebenezer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his backpack was like, it was choking
him. Yeah, I fixed it for him.
Me and you both, yes.
Yeah, because what's it called? Yeah, he just had to loosen the strap. He wasn't doing it on purpose. He just didn't know how to, apparently.
We are so off topic.
Honestly, it's great for the podcast.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Anyway, for both reasons, cleanliness and just general comfort, I do not like the sleeping in jeans thing. Okay, listen, you're not, obviously you don't wear makeup.
Shocker, I know.
Yeah. I wear makeup.
Shocker, I know.
Okay. Falling asleep in makeup, one of the worst things you can do.
That's actually really interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah, so makeup, when you wake up, okay, here's the thing, when you wake up, makeup looks really good, at least for me, except for mascara. Mascara smudges under your eyes, but the foundation sinks into your freaking, like, pores, right? So it looks like you have no makeup on at all, but you've got makeup. My cousin, she went to Chicago, and she accidentally fell asleep in her makeup one night. And when she woke up, it had sunk into her pores. And she was like, I look so good. She kept her makeup on for, I think, 3 days straight. And I told her that's horrible. But she kept her makeup on for 3 days straight, looked amazing for those 3 days. And then obviously for the next 2 months, she had the worst breakout known to man.
Yeah, I was going to say if they're inside her pores.
Yeah, yeah. Horrible.
I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah, but it basically, it's really uncomfortable. You wake up, eyes heavy. On top of that, I wear contact lenses. So if I fall asleep without being prepared to sleep, I can guarantee you I wake up. It's horrific. Like, I've got, like, my makeup and it's, like, my mascara's smeared, right? And then it's, like, your face is, like, heavy. And then on top of that, I've got contact lenses.
Are you sleeping in your contacts?
That's what I said, if I'm not prepared to sleep. Like, if I fall asleep by accident and I have contact lenses on.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
It is, because they get, like, they harden in your eyes. Because when you don't blink, right? So you're not moisturizing them, you're sleeping. So when you wake up, it's, like, little pieces of plastic in your eyes. And then sometimes they go, like, up or down. Yeah. You've got to, like, fish them out.
I've seen that. Yeah, all my siblings have had contacts, except for me. I refuse to get them.
Hey, look, they're actually kind of good, like, when you're not sleeping.
It's only one eye that's, like, I only have one eye that's blind.
You don't have
a prescription. It's, like, really interesting because I only see out of this eye, but I can't see out of this eye. Imagine if I had, like, a lens here. Maybe it would, like, even out. So I have been thinking about getting contacts.
Well, single, like a monocle. With a monocle. Yeah,
like a monocle.
Yeah.
That's what all my friends do. Just like, just get a monocle. You get like a dripped out chain that goes to your pocket. Bro, you look so good. Trust me.
I mean, you'll look like a British man from like the 1800s, but sure.
Man, it's like a trade off.
Yeah.
It's swag, but like cringy.
No, it's swag, but in a very specific way that I don't know if you, like, I feel like the way you dress.
A monocle?
No, I'm talking about like if it would suit you. The way you dress, it would. Because you can't see, he's wearing like a sweater. Like, it's a very nice sweater. So I feel like this, it would suit you, but it wouldn't suit the youth on your face.
I appreciate it. Thank you. My sweater is pretty nice.
For those of you that don't know, Meharry is a minor.
What? Why does this matter?
Because you don't have a face for a monocle because you're too young.
Thank you. Fascinating. Okay.
He's figuring out how to respond to that.
Okay. So I am actually trying to figure out how to respond. How do I respond to that? First off, I'm getting called out for being a minor, bro. Bro, my cover.
Oh, my bad. I didn't think of that.
Oh, my God, bro. Come on, man. They're going to find out I'm a minor?
To be fair, you announce it sometimes.
Yeah, it's a friends. We age check each other. Yes, I have people. So for those of you who don't know, I have a full-on beard. I started growing a beard in grade 6. And ever since then, I've been confused for being way older than I actually am. So she doesn't agree with this, of course.
I disagree. I understand that beards can make some people look older, but
you're also ought to be. You can't talk.
You have a baby face.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's covered in a beard.
No, but like his cheeks, they're baby. They're like up here.
I'm so youthful. That's what.
Are we going to rate the original thing?
Yeah, we need to. We're so off topic.
Okay.
Now, if I'm rating this, I'm low-key, I'm giving it, this is a 9 for me. This bothers me a lot. I hate jeans.
Yeah. I definitely think because I feel like I'm judging this in contrast with a lot of weirder things. Like, come on, we go to school downtown. I've definitely seen people do weirder things than this. So I think because I'm rating it on that scale, I think I'm going to give it like a 7 or 7.5. It bothers me a lot, but it's not. There are definitely worse things you could be doing.
The more I think about it, it bothers me more because I don't know why I think this is a pet peeve of mine. I'm buffing it up to 9.5. This pisses me off. Bro.
Just to balance out mine. I think I'm going to leave mine at a 7.
Okay. Let's move on to the last one. Okay. This one's good. I have a lot to say about this one. I am extremely addicted to Hinge. Me and my friends go through my Hinge while I get a lot of likes, and we go through the men one at a time and we each rate them. And we never get dates. We literally just rate them.
Okay.
Now, I have seen men fall to Hinge. I've seen men crumble the Hinge. Hinge bothers me so much. But I have one friend who got like crazy into Hinge, right?
Yeah.
And bro, he wouldn't like get off it. Like, he never found a relationship. I'm gonna be so real. He never found a relationship.
Well, yeah, if you find a relationship, get off Hinge. That's the first
step. Of course. Yeah. But like Hinge specifically, I feel like it's so degrading. What's your opinion on this?
About Hinge or on this thing specifically?
Let's go Hinge and then the thing.
Okay, my opinion on Hinge. I tried to go on Hinge once. Was it Hinge? I tried to go on a dating app once. And this is really embarrassing. Well, it was at the time. I uploaded like a bunch of pictures, whatever. And then as they do to make sure you're not catfishing, Hinge is like, okay, we're going to make you do like a specific gesture to make sure that you're real. I don't know if you are on Hinge. You're probably not.
I'm probably not.
Yeah. Why'd you say probably? Okay. So he's not on Hinge, but like you have to do, like it says, like do a specific pose and then upload this picture to Hinge. So nobody will see it. It's just so they know that you're not a bot or you're not catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did that, it was late at night and I was bored and I realized, oh my God, I have to upload my picture to Hinge. I tried to do that and Hinge would not accept my picture. They would say, you're doing the pose wrong, or you don't look like that, or lighting's not good. And it got to the point where I emailed them. I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. This is what I look like. This is my face. And they go, well, we're not saying it's not your face, but maybe the lighting's not good. And I tried this in several different places. I tried this in different time of day. Eventually, I gave up. To this day, Hinge sends me emails like, hey, you haven't finished your profile. I'm never finishing. I don't care. So for that reason, I don't like Hinge. I don't have a problem with the app itself. Okay. I just don't like that. I have a bad experience.
No, for this, honestly, I'm going to be honest. I never used Hinge or any dating apps for that matter. So I don't know much. I only know this secondhand because of my friend who chronically addicted to Hinge.
Okay.
Chronically addicted. I like every single day. Every single
love
day.
To hear it.
I love to hear it. Love to hear it. But in this specific scenario, using Hinge is not weird. Right? Okay. Yeah. Using Hinge is not weird. It's a very normal thing. A lot of people use Hinge.
Yeah, it's 2025.
But rating them with your friends is a little weird.
Okay.
Because if you're like looking at a guy and being like, yeah, this guy's chopped and you guys are all agreeing, feels so mean towards the guy.
Okay, well, okay, I have opinions on this, and I feel like this is where opinions may largely differ because you are a man.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, the guy doesn't know about this.
That's true.
And then it's like, I do feel like this is weird, but for very different reasons. For me, this is weird because what joy are you getting out of this? Where is your sense? Like, what entertainment do you get out of this? If you wanted to find men to rate, I don't know, you could go on like Pinterest or something. You could find random men somewhere. Even on the street, you could find random men to rate. Okay.
That's worse. I feel like that's so much worse than Hinge.
No, but specifically going through the trouble of having people like your profile on Hinge, right? And then rating those men. I feel like there's so much more that you could be doing with this. And I feel like this is weird only because there is so much unfulfilled potential.
Okay. No, I can definitely agree with that. It's not weird, but it's like, at the same time, it's not like ethical.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's kind of like, if you are judging someone, like, by yourself, it makes sense. Like, that's how the whole dating app works.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're supposed to have your personal preferences.
Uh-huh.
You shouldn't have your friends dictate what you think. So I think for me, this is a like 5. It's very middle of the road.
Middle, okay.
But like, at the same time, I mean, do whatever you want. But like, it's kind of weird. It's a little weird, but like not crazy weird.
Me personally, I don't think this is weird. I just think this is boring. So, because again, there's so much more you could do with this. Like, I don't know, lead the men on, have fun, get them to send you money. I'm really...
Wow, you're...
opening myself to criticism here. Okay.
Well,
My bad. But because of this, I'm also, I think, going to rate it like a 6. I think it's only weird because of how tame it is. Like, it's so normal that it's weird to me. So I'm going to rate that a 6.
Okay, that's good. All right. I think, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
That was so awesome. We're probably going to have you on the show again at some point, right?
I hope so. That was fun. I like
that. Yeah, okay. Thank you guys for listening. You want to say bye to the...
Yeah, bye everyone.
Bye everyone. Bye.